Virgin Radio 104.4, Juice WRLD, Lucid Dreams, 8:16. You're live here on the Chris Fade Show. We're just talking about this beautiful gala charity event that raised $500,000. Mm-hmm. $500,000 to young women and education across the world. APJ is the charity, including with Dubai Cares. Backstage, I pulled him aside.
This is the coolest thing ever. So I wasn't with you when this happened.
Yep.
Can you just describe how this happened?
Sarah Ferguson, the Duchess, is getting interviewed. Susan Sarandon, we're getting interviewed. Ben Stiller's walking up. And then Caroline said, hey, Ben, meet Chris. Hey, Ben.
he's like sort of reliving it now.
I'm like, hey, Ben. In my head, I'm like, it's Ben Stiller. Short.
Keep cool.
Short.
Keep cool. Yes.
I didn't realize how tight. Like, not tiny, but short.
No, he is.
Very friendly.
Yeah.
Very friendly. Very cool. And he starts off the interview by saying he's nervous because I don't know why he was nervous. I was nervous. I was packing it. And
Ben Stiller.
Here it is, our catch up with Ben Stiller.
We are here right now with Ben Stiller. You just said you're nervous. I am super nervous.
How many listeners do you have?
We have a lot. We're across a few countries.
I better sound intelligent.
Congratulations on everything. It's so cool that you came to Dubai. It's so cool that you're here. We're so excited.
Thank you. Yeah, it's great to be here. It's really exciting to be able to come here with our organization too, and what people are doing, what they're showing up for here, helping people halfway across the world. It's kind of an amazing thing.
Why are you here? Could you tell us a little bit about the charity side of thing? Because it's absolutely amazing. We're just about to jump on stage and try to get a lot of money from people to donate.
Yeah, which is, it's always challenging. But then when people hear the stories about what's going on, for Americans, when you go down to Haiti, it's 2 hours away from Miami, and it's the poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. So when you see that level of poverty, you want to try to do something to help. And this group of actors and directors and writers came together, musicians, artists for peace and justice. We're not necessarily the most technically gifted people, but a lot of persistence and will to do something. And over the last 10 years, it's created schools across Haiti, and particularly the Academy for Peace and Justice, which I think there's 4,000 kids who go there now. It's had 2 graduating classes, and it's making a huge difference. It's free access to education for kids in the poorest slums of Port-au-Prince.
And it's amazing to see people like yourself who fly all the way across the world to do this. There's no money involved, except we're trying to get money for these children.
And I'm amazed that everybody's showing up here tonight, because it's really something that you can't necessarily connect with on a visceral level, because, Haiti is an island, halfway across the world.
Sure.
And there's so much need so close to here, too. But, the idea is it's people helping people, and I'm really touched and moved that everybody came out tonight and just to support this. And now we have to just pull as much money as we can.
We will. You rode camels last night. Was it fun?
I did. Well, it's like any camel ride. You know what it's like, right?
Sure.
It actually was really fun. It was more. I liked it better than horseback riding.
Had you ridden a camel for any movies before?
Let me think. There've been a few. I don't believe so. But it was really. First of all, they're very tall. And then getting up and down is the most exciting part.
When you went down, it just dropped.
Oh my
you.
God! They said, "Hang on," but I really had to squeeze. And it was great. I had a fun time.
We're so honored to have you here once again. Movies? Anything happening that we know about
Well, no, I just finished directing this 7-part miniseries, Escape at Dannemora, that's airing right now. I don't know if they. I think episode 3 or 4. We're midway through in the States right now. We just got nominated for best limited series, the Golden Globes, and Patricia Arquette got nominated. It's just amazing. An amazing group of actors, Benicio del Toro and Paul Dano, and so that's what I'm doing.
Super cool. Ben Stiller, thank you so much.
All right, great talking.
Thank you, man.
Oh my gosh, it was so cool.
He was so nice.
And then he got on stage and he presented a couple awards with Susan Sarandon, made some funny jokes as well.
Yeah.
I'm glad, when you idolize someone or you find you really like someone and then you meet them and they're really cool, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm glad they're really cool.
Yeah.
You don't want to.
You like him more now.
100%. Can't wait. And he just got Oscar. He just got nominated.
In the Golden Globes.
In the Golden Globes. So he's super cool. Hey, we also caught up with Natalie Imbruglia. And just after 9 this morning, we're going to play one of her songs. You were invited to this, Rossi.
I know. I decided to stay in.
I told her this morning, I was like, I wish you came.
Don't know why you wouldn't come to this.
You remember this
for the rest of your life. You would have been there with the Duchess. The Sarah Ferguson.
Fergie.
Yep, just hanging out.
I love her music.
Yep.
No, not that one. Sorry.
Bad jokes.